open your word to us. It's a time of needing to have a solid foundation. I pray that every man, every woman on the sound of my voice will hear your voice and baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. That we walk quietly, mosifreta. Mamedeta cotale soco mandesco. Paparatato cosaca ta ta ta. That we may walk in a strong anointing. An anointing within and an anointing upon, destroying yokes and removing burdens, not only in our life, but in those who are around us. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. Turn to Isaiah again in Isaiah 33. I want to focus on these two verses. And then I'll show you another scripture that we need to attend to. We want to deal with living in the stability of the fear of the Lord. Living in the stability. I may have preached it, but I need to preach it again. Living in the stability of the fear of the Lord. Now, we recognize the fear of the Lord is not natural fear, it's not demonical fear, it's not men fear, it's not religious fear where you're preaching so you're going to hell if you don't do everything right. That's not the type of fear we're talking about. Matter of fact, let me give you an insight on this fear that I think have not been spoken yet. This fear is filled with God's love. Write that down. This type of fear is not tormenting fear, it's not demonical, it is filled with God's love. All right, I'll tell you, Lord, it is filled with God's grace. It is filled with God's mercy. It is filled with God's forgiveness. Wow. I said to him, I said to him in my office a few minutes ago, he says, my fear is filled with my love. I said to him, I never thought I would say that, Lord. You know, use the word fear. Didn't say fear filled with love. I never heard it before. But I know what it is. I know what he means. Yeah, yeah. You got to love God to fear him.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So not only fear, fear with love, but love. It's filled with fear. Awesomeness. He's awesome. Reverence, respect for him. You see, you see the difference, right? All right, now, in verse 5 of the 33rd chapter of Isaiah, it said the Lord is exalted. And they tell you why, for he dwelleth on high. And he also tells about Zion. He has filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. You see that?
Yes.
Now, I know it's very close to the sixth verse because I believe these are the ingredients. Never thought I could say this, but I see it. These are the ingredients that are built in fear. Judgment, righteousness. Now, you can see how we've been missing some things. We didn't know it was built in fear. Judgment and righteousness. I mean, if you walk in righteousness and somebody try to judge you, they're in trouble. Then he goes on to say in the sixth verse, in wisdom and knowledge, I believe this is the makeup of the fear of the Lord. You're wise when you respect God. Wisdom and knowledge should be, now look, notice this, I want you to underline this in your Bible, or highlight it in your text or whatever you got, shall be the stability of thy time. Now we need to soak that in. Because if any time we need stability, we need stability now. And what he's saying is that the fear of the Lord, filled with wisdom, filled with knowledge, filled with understanding, filled with counsel, is our stability. You know, stability means when something's shaking, you're still stable. I mean, you don't have to have knowledge should be the stability of thy times. What a word for a time like this. Yes, they say the stability of what? All right. Now, and strength of salvation. And then look what it said at the end of that verse. It is the fear of the Lord that enables us to walk in what he said. You cannot be stable in these times just by faith. Because you can operate in faith and don't reverence God. Are you following me? Now, this is a strong moment in your life. See, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. So if the fear of the Lord is his treasure, bless God, I'm making the fear of the Lord my treasure. It is a way to cut Satan out. Satan make deceptive offers. But if you in enough reverential awesomeness of God, you will discern him every time and turn him down. You will be saying, I love God too much for this. I'm not going to let this be in my life. I'm not going to dishonor God. Oh, my. How many people's lives are going to be changed? Yeah, the word, the Holy Ghost is going to change their life. Baptize them with the Holy Ghost in fire. All right, now, I wasn't going to this verse, but I need to go back to it. Go back to the 11th chapter, because I want to put an edge on you, because we're about to go into some groundwork I want you to see. The 11th chapter of Isaiah, go back there, because I want you to see these ingredients. Now, Jesus was operating and functioning in the fear of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, he was.
But since I hear that the fear of the Lord is filled with love,
yes, sir.
It don't even seem right to say filled with love. But is that another dimension? You understand me?
Yes,
yeah, we're talking about a supernatural fear that God gave to his children.
Yes.
It's a supernatural fear. It's a fear filled with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, might, strength. And it puts strength in your salvation. Oh, my goodness. You heard that?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saved. But the fear of the Lord put strength in my new birth, put strength in my salvation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. It got fear in that. In the 11th chapter, first verse, and said, there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Amen. Then he said, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Now, it seemed to me these spiritual attributes of the Spirit was building the church up to the standard of respecting God. Don't want to sin. Knowing that sin has no power over you. Putting your soul and your body back in place. Submitting them to God at all times, in the dark and in the light. Late and early. He's always there. You see? And so that in that second verse, it ended up with the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. But notice the emphasis is put in the third verse now. I just want you to see this. And shall make him of quick understanding. Notice that. Quick understanding. Shall make him of quick understanding. All other things happen to make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
And so when you're in the fear of the Lord, you don't judge after your the sight of your eyes. Neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. You're in an anointing. You're walking in the fear of the Lord. You're in his presence. That's the word you want to. You see, the fear of the Lord keep you in his presence.
Yes, yes.
And when the Lord's present, Satan is absent. His office don't work because to the presence, you see, the presence of the Lord is there. This is where we need to be now. You understand? This is where we need to be. Now, Turn with me to another scripture I want you to see before I start giving you some words I want you to have. We're talking about living in the stability of the fear of the Lord. Turn to 1 Chronicle. 1 Chronicle. And I'm going to look them up in Bessie's. It's going to take me a little longer. 1 Chronicle. Yeah, hallelujah is right. Chapter 16. Amen?
Amen.
When I give you the introduction, you're going to see why the Lord had me emphasizing. I'm going to have to use the word apostolically to the body of Christ about this aspect of his government. In other words, God is saying to you, I can do more for you if you know how to fear me. That's what he's saying, you see. And you have to be taught this. The Holy Spirit have to take it over. The Holy Spirit going to fill you with wisdom, counsel, and might. That's what we read. And bring you up to the rank in the spirit realm of the fear of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I say to you, unregretfully, the fear of the Lord, I believe, is the highest realm in the spirit world. Isn't that something? I thought praying in tongue was. No, praying in tongue is to bring you to the fear. See, when you pray in the spirit, you get in the presence of God. And then you love him more and you obey him. I want to bless you, Lord. All we're talking about, Lord, I want you to bless me. The fear of the Lord blesses the Lord. Oh my, write that down. The fear, the wearing the anointing of the fear of the Lord blesses the Lord. I love it. So in 1 Chronicle, chapter 16, verse 27. Verse 27. It says, for all the gods, small g, of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength, good God Almighty, and gladness in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindred of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Verse 29, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name.
Right.
He deserve it.
Yes, sir.
Bring an offering, come before him, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Verse 30 now, verse 30. Fear before him all earth, the world also shall be stable. There's that word stable again.
Yes, sir.
That it be not moved.
Yes, sir.
Now let's think about your world. When you function in that facet of life, think about your world. And then the 30th verse said, let the heaven be glad and let the earth rejoice.
Yes,
and let men say among the nation, the Lord reigneth.
Yes,
I think we need to say that. The Lord reigneth. All this mess going on, all stuff. I say the Lord ran it. See, remind yourself, good God Almighty, y'all almost lost me now. The Lord ran it. No matter what go on, no matter what, the Lord ran it. And you got to keep feeding that in your inner consciousness that no matter what happened, the Lord ran it. And see, the fear of the Lord and the Lord reign run together. See, in the fear of the Lord, you tune in to God so as such a in such a intimate way, you realize what he's doing at all times. Because he revealed himself to you. Now, in living in the stability of the fear of the Lord, here are some things God wants to bring out. Establish. It'll put you in a position of being established. No matter what it looks like the truck going off the road, don't make no difference. You know you're established. Fix, F-I-X. It puts you in a fixed position.
Yes, amen.
You keep loving on God and you couldn't be shaken.
Amen.
Also, there's another word that this fear of the Lord will bring you into is prepared. What may come, what may happen, you're prepared because you've got your trust in him. Now, body of Christ also is another word here Olivia, it's another word, ordain. You ordain for success when you function in the fear of the Lord. You ordain for victory. Oh, God, have mercy. You ordain for victory. See, that word stability carry these words. Here's another one, ready. When you're walking in the fear of the Lord, you're ready. Come what may. You're ready because, see, the fear of the Lord keep you in His presence, and in His presence, there's total victory. Another word is S-E-T, you're set. Another word, you ready, John? Standing. Nothing can knock you down. It puts you in a position of faithfulness. Y'all get these words recorded now. It makes you certain. And then it will keep you clear of false teaching and prophecies. You're going to need that during this time. Stay clear of false teaching and prophecies. They're coming out. Now, turn with me again to Deuteronomy. I want to look at something else, then I'll start giving you some more points. I want you to see something else. Deuteronomy 13. We didn't go there yet, huh? No, Deuteronomy 13. We haven't been there tonight. Deuteronomy 13, verse 4. These are some powerful verses describing the fear of the Lord. You shall walk after the Lord your God. And what? Well, let me read the rest of y'all. Let me read. You shall walk after the Lord your God and what?
Fear.
Now, I'm hearing you can't walk with Him without the fear. Without the reverence, the honor, and the respect. Saying to God, God, you are always right. So if I got any idea what you're telling me is not right, I'm wrong. You should walk after the Lord your God and fear Him. Know what fear Him called you to do. And keep His commandment. Now I heard something terrible just now. I got to just keep you from being a whore. I'm just going to say what I heard, you know. Because you don't want to do no wrong. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all just excuse me a little bit, but you understand that keep you from doing things that dishonor God. Come on, y'all better talk to me up in here. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear Him and keep His commandment. Look what next. Obey His voice. And you shall serve Him and cleave unto Him. Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
And look at five now. All it is false prophet, false teaching. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because they have spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage. He did that for me to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk.
Yes, sir.
So shalt thou put the evil away from the midst of thee.
That's right.
That's what the fear of the Lord does.
Yes.
You see, now religious fear try to scare you. But the God kind of fear love you.
That's right.
Yes. Make a difference. And so you're not being forced into nothing.
No.
Watch what I'm going to do now. You're not forced into nothing. You're flowing in something.
Yes. Right.
See, you flow in the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
You're forced in a religious fear. But I'm doing this because I want to do it.
Right.
I'm doing this because of I'm excited about the enlightenment that I'm receiving.
Yes.
See, can you see this? There are so many people in situation unstable now.
Yes.
We need this powerful position in bringing clarity to the body of Christ. We're not just anybody. So that we may walk and I'll get to the points in a few minutes. So that we may walk in the atmosphere, listen very carefully now, so that we may walk in the atmosphere of worldly fear with no fear or worry. You heard it? There's an atmosphere full of worldly fear, but we walk in it because we got the fear of the Lord. So we walk in it with no fear, no worry. Somebody asks you, where you go to church at? Why are you so calm, girl? They just said they're going to fire all of us. They're going to shut the whole plant down. So what? God got something for me? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Let me get it again. So we may walk in the atmosphere of worldly fear with no fear or worry. You see it? I want you to see that one. And the three words I got. Stability, we talk about it. Strength and salvation will come up on the front row of your life, no matter what you're doing. And so I said, there's a lot of things I want you to stay clear of. I'm talking to you, who are pastor. Therefore, I want you to receive the fear of the Lord within and upon your life right now. There's a lot of offers going to be made, even in the church. A lot of false teaching. I don't want to get into that because, I don't want to get into it. I just want to get into it. All right. Living in the stability of the fear of the Lord, I want to start and go over something. God, number one, God has not given us worldly or situation fear. Ooh, Lord, somebody get delivered on that. Let me say that again. Turn to 2 Timothy and 1:7. God has not given us worldly or situations fear. God has not given the spirit of fear, but he gave us three things that function in his fear. Power, love, and a sound mind. That's stabilizing, isn't it? That's all like anchors. All right, number two, God is saying, let me deal with all your natural, demonical, religious, and man-made fear. I don't care who come on television. I don't care what kind of report you got. I'm going to give you a scripture to go with that. I'm going to give you a scripture that has two I am and three I will. Boy, when God say I am, or when God say I will, I just close the book. That's all right. I'm going to be all right. And the text I'm going to give you got two I ams in it and three I will. Now, it might be somebody down the street tell you, I'm coming or I will do this. Somebody down the street, they may come and they may not. But when God say, I am. You know why? God don't have to become nothing. Somebody in here didn't hear me. God don't have to become what you're asking him for. He already what you're asking for. And he already, listen to me, you ready to shout? He already wants you to have it. I say he wants you to have it. Don't let nobody tell you no different. They're lying to you. Our God is a good God. He's an able God. Jesus Christ. Let's deal with it. Isaiah 41:10. Let's deal with it. Let's deal with it. Let's deal with it. Because everything going to get shook up, but you're not going to be shook up. If you receiving the Holy Spirit, going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire every time you need it, he's going to bring it out. You remember what was said in the service? Huh? You remember what was said by me? God is saying, let me deal with all your natural, demonical, religious, and man-made fear. Isaiah 41:10. Good God Almighty. Look at the first three words. Now, that's impossible without the fear of the Lord. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
The first three words in there, you cannot do that by your just by faith. You have to have come to a point where the Holy Ghost have showed you a respect for God that is not known. It can't be done without revelation. Can't be done by religion. It can't be done by recitals. It has the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. To every person listening tonight here and around the world, help get that down in them. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help these men and women to know that you are I am, and you are I will, and you're well able. Whatever you may be dealing with tonight. Woo, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. Whatever you may be dealing with, I'm telling you, fear thou not. Holy Ghost about to do something with you. I feel his presence. This is your night. Woo, my goodness. Free, 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 free. Now watch this voice. Sit down. Watch this voice. Watch this voice. I love it. Fear thou not. Why, Lord? Why? 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 Why you don't want me to fear? Why you don't want me to fear? I am with thee. Be not dismayed about the report. For I am thy God. That's true, I am. That's true, I am. Then he goes on to say, now, I will strengthen thee. Good God Almighty. Wait, I'm not through. Yeah. I will help. Somebody ought to be getting help from you now. I will help thee. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Wait a minute, I'm not through. I'm not through. Look at the voice. I'm not I'm not through. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Somebody say hallelujah. With the right, I'm held with the right hand of God's righteousness. My children, my grandchildren, everybody kin to me, hell, everybody connected. So do not get disturbed when things look naturally like they're not going right. When they look demonically like they're not going right. When they look religiously. Now in that voice, there's another statement you don't see. I can't fail. So my two I am. And my three I wills, they're already done for you. I don't care what you've been through, and I don't care how long you've been going through it, but you're here tonight. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Kapatalaya. Woo, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In a time like this, I could be stable. No, I won't say in the rhyme. In a time like this, I could be stable because my God is able. Tell somebody my God is able. My God is able. Somebody online, call somebody and tell them my God. Call somebody out the back room and tell them my God is able. Now sit down and write this. The most powerful and confirmation in the spirit is in Acts 9:31. It's a confirmation in the spirit. Acts 9:31. The most powerful and confirmation. Kumbrasata. Thank you, Lord. Y'all getting this? You know, with this, you're not going to even need to fight in the battle. See, when you understand this, all you do is stand still. For the Lord said, the battle. Don't fight all these little things. Come up. Don't be fighting that stuff. Just tell it what to do. Yeah, I love this voice. Acts 9:31. I love this voice. Huh? And it's coupling the fear of the Lord with the comfort of the Holy Ghost. You see, when you're in the fear of the Lord, when you respect God and you honor God, you're going to be comfortable. Because the Holy Ghost is going to be there. How many of y'all trust the Holy Ghost? Matter of fact, in the gospel, he's called a comforter. The comforter will come. You know, that was my first sermon. I didn't know what I was preaching on. I don't know why God let me pick that powerful statement out. I got up and said, the comforter will come. I didn't know what I was talking about. I didn't know who he was. I knew a little bit about the Holy Spirit, but I didn't know he was all that, you know. I ain't knew he was God. Then when you walking in the fear of the Lord, you always have the communion. So that's two. Comfort of the Holy Ghost, communion of the Holy Ghost. Things can't get no better when you're in those two positions. Look at Acts 9:31, because I want to give you a few more points. Then my home had rest.
Yes, sir.
I'm reading Acts 9:31. Then my home had rest. And all Darro and Gonzales and Baton Rouge, wherever you from.
That's right.
India, Brazil, where you from? And my home had rest. And then had the churches rest throughout all Judah and Galilee and Samaria and were what? Built up. And walking, what? Walking in the fear of the Lord. And it brought the combination in the comfort of the Holy Ghost will multiply. Now watch what I'm about to say. On the base of this teaching, everything good is about to multiply in your life. I heard it. Everything good is about to multiply in your life because you're walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. That's a divine combination that cannot be turned down, no turn around. Whatever it go after, it'll bring it in. Because you're living holy. She's walking in the fear of the Lord. You're living holy. You're living sanctified. You got a pure heart. People who are living right are supposed to be living better. To make the one who's not living right jealous. Don't let all these crooks get blessed. Let the church, people walking in holiness, let them rise up and get blessed. Blessed where they can see it. You ready? Sit down. Turn to 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17. I'm about to show you something. 1 Samuel 17. You want to see this.
Yes, I do.
Because when you walk in the fear of the Lord, you take giants out. Organization who think they're so strong. I've seen God set whole companies down for me. I've seen it. Put them out of business. More than one time. I don't advertise it, but I know what happened. You come against somebody walking with God, brother, in the fear of the Lord, you mess with somebody you better not mess with. You're not too big to be shut down. God will shut companies down for you. But you don't know who they're messing with. They're messing with a child of the living God, who is a jealous God when you touch his children. I'll go down for my boys and my daughter and my grandchildren. What you think about God? And he can't go down. In 1 Samuel, let's read. Oh, my God. In 1 Samuel, you're not going to be afraid during this time. Some more junk coming up. Some more things going to come up. But you're going to be grounded and rooted in revelation, in knowledge, in understanding, in wisdom, in the goodness of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the love of God going to have his arm around you. You will not be left out. And you're never alone. Now you're going to have to catch this. You're designed to go through it. Not to stop and worry. Not to stop and worry about it. Whatever it is. I've designed you to go through it. And on the other end, you're going to be in a better position. Who I'm talking to here? Keep your fear robe on. Yes, sir. Don't ever take it off. Yes, wear it like skin. Yes, sir. David took out Goliath with the divine combination of faith and the fear of the Lord. When the whole army was in natural fear, the whole army wouldn't go out. And David said, I'll go. Yeah. And if David would have took Saul's armor, he'd have got killed. Because they'd been depending on that armor. Don't depend on nothing else, children. Don't depend on money and honey and all that stuff. Don't depend on none of that. You trust the Lord. He said, he put that stuff on. He said, if he'd have wore that armor, Goliath would have killed him. But let's see what he did. 1 Samuel. Verse 45. Oh, my goodness. He took out Goliath. What's your giant? What's your giant? Let's kill your giant tonight. What's bothering you? What's bothering you? Super excited. Oh, my goodness. Let me try to get to 17 and 45. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, this page trying to stick together, but I'm going to work with it till it comes loose. And we got to be here till Friday. I'm going to get this page coming. You coming loose. Oh, yeah, you got to come loose tonight. There it is. 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, three things. But I come unto thee in one thing, the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the army of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Look what he said to him, verse 46. This day. That's the way you talk to your problem. Look what he told him. This day will the Lord deliver thee in my hand. And then when the Lord delivers you in my hand, he's going to give me the power. I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know there's a God in Darrow. There's a God in Gonzales. Where you from? Where you from? Mm-hmm. All the earth may know there's a God in Israel. And all verse 47, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord. And he will give you into our hands. And some of your problems look big, but it wasn't bigger than Goliath. 9 feet 6 inches tall. David was a little short guy. Yes, sir. See, your problems try to make you look small sometimes. But you got to rise up in the anointing and let the enemy know you're not dealing with a regular person here. You're dealing with somebody who got connection on the other side. Let the fear of the Lord kill your giant tonight. Be peaceful. Be peaceful. I feel peace coming down on this place. Yeah. Rest in the revelation that the battle is the Lord. Oh my. Oh my. Verse 48, and it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew, they're going to try to bluff you, and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David haste and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and sling it and smote the Philistine in the forehead, that the stone, I wonder who did that, sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. And so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, got on top of the problem, and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him and cut off his head. There was, I see some problem heads being cut off right now. Somebody wave their hand at me. I see some things been vexing you. Oh, you online. Some things that I see the head being cut off tonight in the name of Jesus. Something been bothering you and vexing you, but they should have never left you, gotten this anointing. Cut off his head there. When the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. I guess so. I guess so. I guess so. Write this down. I'm going to have to close in a minute. The fear of the Lord is an intimacy beyond interruption. You didn't get it. It's an intimacy beyond interruption. You're so close to God, they can't get between you and God. That's what the fear of the Lord do for you. You know, I'm just going to say this. It's wonderful to live a clean life. Yes. What do you say? Yes. I say it is wonderful to live a clean life. I don't have to be praying 45 minutes in repentance. And you can't do it in your own strength because there's too many offers out there. Some people don't want to be around though, some people who live clean. But that's all right. Romans 8:31. The fear of the Lord is an intimacy beyond interruption. Oh, Jesus. Romans 8:31. God for us. What should we say to these things? What thing? Everything. Wait a minute. What shall we say to these things? I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the life chapter in Romans 8, but he's talking to you. You need to know what to say to everything that come in your life. You say, if God for me, you can't be against me. How many of y'all know God for you? Well, don't ever worry about nothing no more. Call him up. Tell him what you want. God for me. And I'm for God. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to come out with some other stuff.
Oh, yes.
See, some of this stuff is not coming out by themselves.
That's right. That's right.
Call it control. Amen. But if you're already on remote control, operating in the fear of the Lord, whatever control they come up with, they can't stop you, baby. Did Goliath stop David? Did the Red Sea stop Moses?
No.
Did the wall stop Joshua?
No.
Oh, no, I know. And here's something need to be addressed. I got about 15 more. Here's something need to be addressed. And put 1 Corinthians 2:9-10 down with the last point I give to fear the Lord, the intimacy beyond interruption, because you go into Revelation. And when you go into Revelation, you're beyond what your eyes see and what your ear hear. You're in the presence of God. Revelation bring you in the presence of God. Revelation bring you in the presence of God. Now, this need to be said. I may have said it, but I need to say it again in walking in the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord speaketh to your soul, because your soul will interrupt the spirit when it's supposed to be obeying the Spirit. So the fear of the Lord will keep your soul in obedience. I like that, Jesus. John 14:1. Psalm 23:3. Psalm 103:1-5. John 14:1. Psalm 23:3, Psalm 103:1-5. You get to the place where you're blessing the Lord all the time. Bless the Lord, all my soul, all that within me. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Then he give us 5 things that we can walk in, man. Powerful, I mean powerful. Ooh, my goodness. 5 supernatural things that belong to us. He forgive all our iniquities. He healed all our diseases. He delivered our life from destruction. He crowned our head with loving kindness and tender mercy. He satisfied our mouth with good things. Every time I see that, you know, if something's going on and you get a word from God, that's satisfying your mouth with good things. Knowing what to say in a situation where everybody, I don't know what to do. Say, I know what to do. Hear what the Lord said. Then he said that he may renew our youth, like the eagle. That's Psalm 103:1-3. Because I'm going to the next one. I'll give you the scripture. I saw somebody ask somebody, what did he say? John 14:1, Psalm 23:3, Psalm 103:1-5. Genesis 15:1. I'll probably close with the one, because I got a lot of teaching to give you on this. But the Lord's stepping you into stability. Now the Holy Ghost is going to help you, you see. Yeah, it's not mental stuff I'm teaching. It's not science. Not intellect. See, the Holy Ghost will visit you when you need him to. In such a way, he'll recall something he said from his pulpit. And it'll take you into clear ground. I promise you that. I trust my helper. I won't pass it to church by myself. No, no. I need the helper. I need God, the Holy Ghost, to be with you when you leave here, not just when you're here. I felt a tangible anointing. The Holy Ghost, I felt it all on my skin, man.
Come on, Dad.
I guess you need to hear this. You are not going to fail. Don't care what it looks like now. You're going to have good success as you follow God's word. You got the victory already. The enemy is just trying to bluff you. Shut up and praise the Lord. Shut up and praise the Lord. Don't let him bluff you. Who is my man, Montreal? Turn to Genesis 15. How many of y'all getting blessed now? All right, I'll tell them, Lord. Turn to Genesis 15. When you're dealing with something, if you rehearse these revelations, it will reverse it. The Holy Ghost will bring back to your remembrance, oh, this is what the apostle said. But it wasn't the apostle saying it. It was the Lord saying it. See? So you go over it. The Holy Ghost will rehearse it. And then you will reverse whatever trying to take you out. From this night forward, you're in a reversing position. Odd things that come against you, you're going to take the power of the Holy Ghost with revelation and walk in faith and the fear of the Lord and the finished work of Christ all at the same time. What a combination. I'm going to preach that too. All three of them. Faith, the fear of the Lord, and the finished work. Ooh, my, you get them three together? Yeah. What's the subject? Get back in front. Tell me what the subject is. Say it, I can't hear you. All right, now, so we're talking about stability, right?
Yes, sir.
I gave you enough scripture to prove that, didn't I? All right, now let's look at this one. Abraham knew that the fear of the Lord is a shield and exceeding great reward. He knew that. In Genesis 15, 1, and these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. The fear of the Lord make the other fear absent. When you're walking in the fear of the Lord and other fears come, they find out you're walking in the fear of the Lord and they leave. You see it? And then verse 26 and 24 are now closed. Let's see. What verse? What was Genesis 15, 1? Well, no, verse 26 and 24. Chapter 26, 24. I'll get it. And the Lord, you got a chapter? You got a verse? Genesis 26 and 24. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am thy God. I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not. What? For I am with thee. What? And will bless thee. What? And multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. You see? You saw it? Now, what you got to do with the scripture? The scriptures are not for Abraham by himself. You put your name. Look what he kept saying. He said, Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee. Say, the Lord with me.
Lord with me.
And we'll bless thee. The Lord blessing me.
Lord,
bless me. And Lord multiplying things in my life. My God in heaven. We'll take up. I'll whet your appetite. Your enemy doesn't stand a chance when you're living in the presence of God respectfully. Your enemy doesn't stand a chance when you're living in the presence of God respectfully. I'll tell you the scripture over next time. No. Hallelujah.